The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's get into our interview right now. We have some young ladies in the studio. GBHTTs. Right. Of course, they'll let me know what that stands for. Upcoming Young Writers Storytelling Workshop, which runs from July 23rd to August 20th on Tuesdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Belmont Community Center. Trinbago's young female leaders are activated for change. Right. You'll be hearing aspiring. It's Girls Be Heard TT. That's what it stands for. Girl Be Heard TT inspires change with its 2024 mid-year poetry and storytelling showcases. On July the 10th, they'll be in Port of Spain. In this weekend, the female youth leaders, activists, and change makers of Girls Be Heard TT, right, are set to raise their voices to inspire change at the poetry and storytelling showcase activated for change. Also, they're going to be nurturing the GBHTT, Nurtures Leaders, Change Makers, and Activists Using Socially Conscious Theater, Making, Storytelling, and Performance to Develop, Amplify, and Celebrate the Voices of Girls and Young Women. So let's get the names of our young ladies. We have two lovely young ladies in front of us. Let's get your names.
Hi, greetings. My name is Ariel John. I'm one of the teaching artists over at Girl Be Heard Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikila Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a student currently in Girls Be Heard.
Nice. And how old are you?
I am 15 years old.
15 years old. Okay. So, Miss, since you're one of the teachers, exactly, tell us when did this Girls Be Heard TTs, how did it start? How long has it been in existence?
Surely. Well, the program had its inception in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We were visited by a group traveling from New York, where is the headquarters for Girl Be Heard. And they came to Trinidad and Tobago. They were looking for poetry spaces for young women specifically. And a few of us from a pre-existing spoken word organization came together and said, perhaps we could do this. We could take the lead on this. And that's how, from its inception, that's where Girl Be Heard started, from a seed idea. And it rolled out. And by 2016, we were able to start our first group of young women over at Bishop Centenary in Port of Spain. And yeah, we've been going strong and going growing from strength to strength since then.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Young Lady at 15, how did you join Girls Be Heard TT?
Well, at first I was looking at something to join, mm-hmm. and then my mommy saw it and she told me about it, and I was like, sounds good. I was hesitant at first, but
besides your mommy, what attracted you to it?
I was always interested in drama, mm-hmm. in primary school,
right.
and I liked performing, so it reminded me of those type of things, so mm-hmm. I was like, cool.
Yeah. It's cool, so it's good. And what are some of the things that you have contributed so far?
In our meetings, we have discussions on different topics, so everybody could say their opinion, and we had two shows since I joined, and I performed two of my pieces,
mm-hmm.
one at each.
All right, great. So, Miss Hong, how many girls are actually involved in Girls Be Heard TT?
So, usually when we are taking in a cohort for the duration of 6 months, we take between 15 to 20 students.
Mm-hmm.
And these sessions happen once a week at our home base currently is, as you would have known, the Belmont Community Center.
All right.
And, since in the post-pandemic time, we've mostly been taking young women from, you know, from the East-West Corridor and from Port of Spain.
Mm.
But prior to now, we would have tried to take girls from all over Trinidad and Tobago and even, Tobago as well, right?
Right, okay. Because I'm not going to ask, since it's based in Belmont, how other people
we
in other areas?
We haven't been able to have as much reach that we would have had, say, perhaps during the pandemic season.
So right now, we don't have our girls, Be Heard TT in South, or even our girls
not
Be Heard TT in Tobago?
Not yet, but it has been in the pipeline for some time, and once we secure the right funding, it is something we plan to do re-expansion.
Right, and how are we funded right now as we speak? Because to put on all of this takes a lot of money.
Yeah, of course. So the program itself, we operate in a community setting, and therefore we don't necessarily align with the idea of charging participants in our regular programming.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, we've had to have funding from the U.S. Embassy, that is our primary sponsor right now, through grants awarded, being awarded to us to run the program, as well as Girl Be Heard New York. And there might be a few other organizations in the past that would have funded us from New York City as well to help us run the program here in Trinidad and Tobago.
All right. Okay. So what's going to be happening in the upcoming events?
Yes.
That we have, right?
So our Young Writers Workshop that begins next week on the 23rd of July will be running for 4 weeks. It's basically a... You know, like you go to university and they have these summer intensive programs.
Right.
So it's really like kind of a crash course inside of not just poetry or spoken word or storytelling, but we're traditional modalities into the digital context. And so we're teaching young people about how to develop a story in a visual landscape, how to tell a story through film or through, you know, just creating something. Creating content, creating reels, that sort of a thing, and how to really give the necessary considerations to all the elements, visual, sound, and story plan, story plot, and just kind of moving into a new sphere of Skillshare for those four sessions.
All right. Now, you as a young lady, about 15 years old, how do you think these skills that you have learned will help you later on in life?
Well... Usually, most women or girls are scared to voice their opinion because usually before, women would be judged or said that they can't speak up for themselves. So I think it's a very good program because I've learned to voice my opinion but still be respectful at the same time.
All right, and what do some of your peers, some of your friends think about it? They say, girl, what are you joining that thing for?
At first, yes. And I was in school writing my pieces and getting ideas.
Right.
And they were laughing. But then I showed them my video. And I was like, wow.
It's cool.
Yeah.
you put it on TikTok or something?
No, just on my phone.
On your phone. Well, you should join TikTok. Maybe you should be on TikTok and seeing there should be a Girls Be Heard TikTok page. You know what I mean? And, you know, carried on. That's how you get more people to join, you know?
Correct.
All right, cool. So, Girls Be Heard inspires change. We had to tell us about some of, I know you spoke a lot about the storytelling and stuff, but poetry is very big right now. Tell us about the poetry aspect of it.
So the parent organization that exists in New York, because they have so many different young people with so many different interests, the type of teaching artists that are present in the room, the curriculum is usually shaped by the expertise of that particular artist. So I work alongside Veronique Francois, who is a well-known TikToker, well-known YouTube
influencer,
that's the word I was trying to remember, and is really great with comedy and content creation, and so she's also a really, really phenomenal writer. So myself, that is also my discipline, and I find myself playing between poetry and theater. So for us, leading a program like this has offered us an opportunity to share these skills with these young girls, with our young people, and really see them blossom, both in terms of the written aspect, which is a guided process that happens in the classroom, and then by extension, working with them using theatre strategies and performance strategies and techniques to be able to hone their craft on stage.
Do you think if this is something that's introduced in the school curriculum a little more widespread, it could have a lot of young girls out there?
Certainly, because what I've noticed over the last 5 years to a decade or so, you have a lot of young people opting to do spoken word as part of their what you call the internal assessment or IA requirement for communication studies in sixth form, and even I know they have SBAs for English language and English literature, and spoken word has been a very I've been seeing it cropping up more and more within the school system as students are really pivoting towards using that art form as a means of expressing themselves, even within the context of academic life.
Right. So is there going to be like a play going on with all the girls and stuff?
Certainly. So our last production, which would have happened on the weekend, these girls came together and weaved together a story of that included different pieces, different poems, but with the through line of Activated for Change. Mm-hmm. And it was really beautiful and phenomenal. And, you know, it's always a blessing to see young people come into their truth, mm-hmm. and be able to tell their stories so powerfully and fearlessly on stage. And of course, you know, the parents that come and speak to us, you know, I was having a little chat with even Michaela's mommy at the beginning while we were waiting to come in, and you know, we were talking about her, how brave she is now, and her increase in her confidence over the last year, mm-hmm. and taking risks and doing things that she may not have been willing to do before, especially when it comes to presenting in public spaces, that sort of a thing. So it's about poetry, and it's about spoken word, and it's about art, but it's also about so many other facets of youth development.
Mm-hmm. And Michaela, do you think this could help a lot of young people out there, Michaela?
Yes, I think it can, mm-hmm. because it helps interact with others in the group, mm-hmm. and to speak your voice loudly, because at first I was very antisocial. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to conversate with other people, but okay. now I can make friends easier.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what school do you go to?
Bishop Anstey High School.
Oh, Bishop's one. Okay. Nice one, Bishop's. And I know you told some that some of the girls were laughing at you. What form are you in?
I am going into Form 4.
Form 4. Well, what do some of your teachers think about this? Do they see the value in it, the teachers?
Well, none of my teachers right know currently.
She's undercover.
Oh, you're undercover? Serious? Why are you keeping it from your teachers?
I just didn't have the opportunity to tell them about it, mm-hmm. or they didn't see the need to at the time.
Okay, okay. Do you think you would include this in your, what do you call it, the SBA?
Yes, something? I would.
You would? Mm-hmm. Nice one, very nice. All right, so GBHTT, all right, Girls Be Heard, the upcoming Young Writers event. Tell us about some of the, I know do you develop writers in terms of the writers? Some of the people may be writers and they may not want to act or be up front.
But in terms
of just writing, they may just want to be
Certainly.
In the background.
Yeah, so we do make space for that. These young people would be working in groups, and they will get to delegate and devise the work as they, as they work together inside of that process. We will also have a number of guest artists coming in to talk about their process as well, mm-hmm. And how they do storytelling through visual media. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's space for everyone. We're definitely targeting people that have a love and passion for writing and storytelling, so that once we get into that room, there's already a creative buzz and we're ready to get into it, because it's just 4 weeks long, and so it's a short space to get a lot of things done.
All right, so how can people enroll for your next your programs? Any numbers and everything,
Absolutely.
All the information?
They are able to follow us over at girlbehood_TT, that is on Instagram, mm-hmm. As well as our other organization called Be Entertainment, which is also, they also play a really important role with Girlbehood in terms of housing us, making, in terms of the practical aspects. Mm-hmm. They're another NGO here in Trinbago. And for more information, they are able to reach out to us on the page, or they can call Akai Webster at 678-0907. That number again, 678-0907. And reach out to us. We have a registration fee for this particular program, and it's just $150. I think going off of what you tend to see for this kind of programming during this season, for summer camps and that kind of thing, $150 is, you know, I think.
So, I mean, there are a lot of parents out there looking for, you know, things for their young person. So it's about girls. And, you know, we need something for the guys too, you know.
We certainly
we need something. So that's like,
Definitely.
We have Girls Be Heard. We need our little boys Be Heard.
Yeah.
So are there any plans for that?
Yes. So our parent, one of our parent organizations, I keep saying parent, there's Girl Be Heard New York, but there's also Be Entertainment that houses us here in Trinbago.
Right.
That particular organization is definitely looking into a boys program. Mm. Funding tends to be the challenge with that right now.
Okay.
But we're working on it.
Nice. So anybody out there willing to fund?
Yep.
Run some money.
Felt free.
Girls Be Hood. Girls Be Hood. TT, check them out on Instagram and, you know, be a part of it. Once again, Michaela, well, thank you for your mommy for, yes. You know, encouraging too. And it just goes to show how important parents are in encouraging their children. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you're brave knowing you could speak.
Yeah.
Nice ones. Right. So Girls Be Hood, TT, check them out, folks. Thank you very much.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.